The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden in the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give to this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious? Because I am generous. Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back, and welcome to what is probably the most frustrating parable of them all, the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Manifest injustice, I tell you. Because how can people who work for only 1 hour receive the same pay as people who worked for the entire day? I tell you, it's not fair. And more than this, it seems to contradict what Jesus said earlier. You might remember the parable of the talents. It's a parable in which some people most certainly receive more than others. And it also seems to contradict common sense. Because, you know, how could heaven possibly be equal when our lives here on this earth are so very unequal? I mean, you know, some people live through Hitler and through Stalin. You and I only live through, you know, the election cycle and tax season and traffic on I-95. So let's take a closer look and try to understand this better, okay? The first perspective on this is the paradox of heavenly reward, or what I like to call the equality that isn't. And it goes like this. Whether you like it or not, the reward for heaven is the exact same for everybody, because the reward for heaven is the possession of God Himself. And God is the same for everybody. I hope you knew that already. I was talking to a man once, and I said, "What do you want heaven to be like?" And he said, "Sing like Frank Sinatra, dance like Fred Astaire." I hope you realize heaven is not some kind of earthly paradise. It's not a never-ending roller coaster or never-ending disco dance, right? Heaven is the possession of God Himself. However, your capacity to appreciate God Himself does depend on what you do with this life. It depends on your capacity. We could both go to the Louvre Museum. We could both stand in front of the painting of the Mona Lisa. I'd stand there for 5 minutes and I'd say, "Yeah, that's nice," and I'd move along. But if you were an art historian, you might gaze at it for a half an hour or more, appreciating every last detail. Maybe we go to a concert together and we go see, let's say, the greatest hits of Mozart. And I walk away thinking, "I always love Mozart, always puts me in a good mood." Maybe you're a musician. Maybe His Majesty moves you to tears. Exact same concert? Yes. Same response? Not even close. So understand, God is the same for everyone. However, if you love God more in this life, you will love God more forever and ever and ever. So that's what I like to call the equality that isn't, right? The paradox of heavenly reward. But what might be even more convincing to help you with this little parable is the historical perspective. And it goes like this. In Israel, or so I'm told, at the time of Jesus, there's a two-week period in which you can gather the grapes. It's at the end of September, and if you don't gather the grapes, all the grapes, by the end of this little two-week window of opportunity, the rainy season will set in, and the harvest will be damaged or lost, okay? So for those 2 weeks, all kinds of labor is needed. If you can work for a day, your labor is needed. If you can work for a half a day, your labor is needed. If you can only work for an hour, your labor to help gather those grapes in that critical little window of opportunity is needed. Now, in Israel at this time, there was a class of workers known as day laborers, and they ranked in society even lower than slaves. They would gather in the marketplace in the morning, just like the parable tells us, and hope to be hired. If they weren't hired in the morning, they would hope that maybe they'd get hired for a half a day. And if they were still standing around at the end of the day, it wasn't because they were slothful. It was because they were desperate, right? So, is it really so hard to understand that God will reward someone who, even though they may have only put in an hour of labor, they put in a full day of goodwill? So now you and I were in the vineyard, so to speak, right? We're in the church. It's the vineyard. We're laboring. And let's not pretend otherwise. It's hard. You know, it's hard to forgive people who aren't sorry. It's hard to love people who don't love you back. If you want to play for Team Heaven, you better be ready to live on a steady diet of humble pie. It's hard. And you're tempted. You're tempted to think, you know, wouldn't it just be easier if I could just get baptized at the last second and spend the balance of my life doing whatever the heck I want? And the answer is no. Part of the message of this parable is to help you realize that you have something. Sitting right there where you are, you have something, and the rest of the world, whether they know it or not, is looking for it. Now, you and I, we've actually been gifted. We've been given a grace to be able to discover, you know, the truth of the faith, the truth of God, all of it. It's an incredible gift. And some people, they're looking for this and looking for this, and for one reason or another, they never find it until the very end of their lives. Is it so hard to appreciate that God might reward that person for a lifetime of goodwill, even though they only discovered Him at the very, very end? And one more point deserves to be mentioned. The kind of person who discovers God late in life is only the kind of person who's been looking for God their entire life. Because people tend to die the way they live. Deathbed conversions are very, very rare. Because people tend to die exactly as they live. So, you know, there's just a couple of little points that I hope might soften the blow of what's otherwise a very hard-hitting gospel message. Let's you and I give thanks to God for working in His vineyard and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Rose of Lima, pray for us.